VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday blamed political forces within the U.S. for attempting to undermine his summit with President Trump in Helsinki this week. Trump on Thursday called the meeting a great success, said he looked forward to seeing Putin again, and late Thursday he invited Putin to Washington. The criticism of President Trump over his performance in Finland during his meeting with Putin is not letting up. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Trump's adventures this week concern him.
The events of this week raise serious questions about the president's ability to responsibly and safely conduct this nation's foreign policy, about his ability and willingness to defend the United States and her citizens.
The president, meanwhile, is accusing the news media of trying to provoke a confrontation with Russia. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the media is pushing so recklessly hard and wants so badly to see a major confrontation with Russia, even one that could lead to war. He's accusing the media of going crazy, that many reports about him are total fiction, made up without any backup, sources, or proof. He tweets the summit was a great success, and he looks forward to a second meeting with Putin so they can start implementing some of what they discussed in Finland, including stopping terrorism and security for Israel. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia and China are asking for more time to consider a U.S. request to stop deliveries of refined oil products to North Korea. The U.S. asked a U.N. Sanctions Committee last week to halt the shipments after accusing North Korea of exceeding a U.N. limit on fuel deliveries through illegal imports. This is VOA News. Turkish lawmakers debated a new terror bill Thursday as its state of emergency ends. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Turkish lawmakers are working on new legislation the government says is aimed at dealing with continued security threats. The state of emergency, declared days after the 2016 coup attempt, ended Thursday in line with an election campaign promise not to prolong it. A new bill would allow authorities to press ahead with mass dispersals of civil servants and hold certain suspects in custody for up to 12 days. Turkey had used the emergency powers to arrest more than 75,000 people for alleged links to a US-based cleric blamed by Ankara for the coup. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A British news report says police have identified the suspects responsible for the attack on a former Russian spy and his daughter. They were attacked with a deadly nerve agent. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
British police believe they've identified the perpetrators of the Novichok attack on former double agent Sergei Skripal. This is according to the UK's press association, citing a source close to the investigation. Skripal and his daughter Yulia were found unconscious on a public bench in the English city of Salisbury in March. After weeks in a coma, they've both recovered. But the same nerve agent claimed another victim this month. Britain blamed Russia for the Novichok attack. Russia denied involvement.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The European Union says it is preparing countermeasures if the U.S. goes ahead with tariffs on imported cars and auto parts. U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said Thursday, however, it's too early to say if the U.S. will go ahead with those 25% tariffs. The Israeli parliament has approved a law that says only Jews have the right of self-determination in the country. Reuters correspondent Emily Wither reports members of the Arab minority are calling the law racist.
The bill also strips Arabic of its designation as an official language alongside Hebrew. And while it was watered down at the last minute, Arab lawmakers say it'll still deepen their sense of alienation. Earlier this week, Parliament passed a law that could see groups critical of government policies towards the Palestinians banned from entering Israeli schools and speaking with students. Critics say the law is a blow to free speech and an attempt to weaken rights groups and NGOs, making the plight of Palestinians harder to be heard.
Reuters correspondent Emily Wither. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits dropped to a more than 48-and-one-half-year low last week as the labor market strengthens further. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.